On the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It was an avalanche of news yesterday. Again, we mentioned five new players from Nebraska in the portal. Big news at Washington. We'll get to your 7 o'clock hour. But also in the NFL, about 4:30 yesterday, massive news. John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens the last 18 seasons, is out. Going separate ways, the Ravens will have a new head coach next year. Just the fourth coach in franchise history.
Wow.
In Baltimore.
Jeez.
18 years, one title, 2013, I believe, for him. But almost every, 12 of 18 years in the playoffs for John Harbaugh. This year missed it because of a field goal at Pittsburgh, which the Steelers won the division. But that's massive news for 18-year head coach John Harbaugh.
Good
out.
God. I didn't realize it was 18 years.
Yes.
Ages very well, too.
Yeah. Both those Harbaugh boys do.
I'm sure as a classic example, they mutually agreed. I'm sure that's what it was, but they didn't mutually agree just to walk away from each other because they still owed him 3 years. So he'll be getting paid. But also there's a certain time just for a change. I'm sure that's what he felt too. I'm sure if it was like, I'll just take this buyout and I'll go. But I would imagine he could have, if it had been like, no, I'm not leaving. He's probably still there. But it was probably just a different time, different thing. I'm hoping if he's smart like that, which he is smart, hope he takes a year off. Hope he doesn't coach next year.
He can do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you have that kind of money, you do that. And then it's kind of evaluate. Well, unless there's a job, like I give you an example, the job that John Harbaugh got, it's like, hold it. Chargers,
Jim,
really
Jim,
good.
Jim,
got, Jim, Jim, I mean, they Jim. Got a, they got a quarterback. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But do you want to jump right now? Do you think the Jets are just? I mean, or the Giants? I mean, are one play away from the Super Bowl?
You wouldn't take those jobs.
I mean, I look at are the Cardinals just right there? If they just get one a good draft,
wouldn't take that job.
I mean, I don't look at it that way.
See, what I meant is he can go away a year and not be forgotten.
They mentioned Bill Cowher for like 7 years. Like 7 to 8 years
so
after
long.
Going to Super Bowl.
And
they still might bring it. And Gruden is still brought up.
He's still, yeah.
I mean, so Harbaugh would be brought up for 5 more years, minimum.
Yep.
Five more years.
There's some guys, though, that if they went away, you'd be like, oh, don't remember him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, you said it was four. I just read three. They said it was the three coaches in Baltimore were Ted Marchabrota.
Oh, God, do this.
And then it was, what's
Brian Billick.
Billick.
And then Harbaugh.
And then Harbaugh.
That's it.
Yeah. So
God,
my point is,
you got me Ted.
Ted Marchabrota. Did you remember him?
Better times. Yeah.
Also, wouldn't he used to be the Colts head coach at one time, Marchabrota?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Marchabrota was the Colts.
So, if you said you remember Marchabrota years, don't you? No, I don't. I don't remember that. I don't recall. Also, when he went away, it wasn't like there was a massive push to try to.
I don't think so.
No,
I wouldn't remember.
But. Now, the story yesterday was the fact if he does not take a year off, Bill, I mean, it makes every team assess their head coach. Right. John Harbaugh has been one of the best head coaches his entire tenure with the Ravens. Do you make a move to go get him, or does he say, hey, listen, I'm not coaching next year, just don't call me?
Well, there could be deals right now for something. There were coaches that have not been fired. They got very nervous yesterday.
Surely, yeah.
It's kind of like, whoa, hold on here. It's like you said, if Harbaugh's team reaches out to the Dolphins, just to want you to know, John's available.
All of a sudden,
there's a different whole storyline going on.
I said, McDaniel, see ya.
Yeah.
Come on down, John.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer,
yeah.
Right?
There's a lot of coaches got nervous yesterday. There's no doubt.
I hope that it works out that he doesn't take a year off and goes to Miami because I've wanted him for a long time.
You know where he belongs? You know where Harbaugh belongs, John?
Hold on, let me ask.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Ooh, let me figure this one out. Where does John
There's
Harbaugh
one job belong? I want to see him at. It would be incredible.
The Bears?
No, the Cowboys.
Okay.
Oh, down in Jerry's world.
Yeah, that'd be Harbaugh. Sweet.
It'd be sweet.
That would be. Harbaugh in Dallas.
Harbaugh in Dallas would be incredible.
I like that picture.
Yeah.
I like that picture. One in L.A. and one in Dallas would be good. March Abroda was the Indianapolis Colts coach from 92 to 95. I thought it was before that.
I thought he was a Colts. I thought Indianapolis. I thought he was Baltimore. I thought March Abroda was
Baltimore. I did too. Yeah. I did too. Indianapolis Colts, 92 to 95. Yeah. When did they move?
96, I think, was the first year for the Ravens, I thought.
From
That's right.
96? Yeah, yeah, was it. That's correct.
Yeah. Wow.
And when was the first year? When is the Colts' first year?
I don't know that.
Because that one, you weren't alive for that one.
No.
You missed something classic. They moved in the middle of the night. They loaded up semis and moved the team to Indianapolis. All of a sudden, it was a big start. They just showed like the be out there freezing cold, and they have the Channel 8 news out there. In the middle of the night, they loaded up semis full of stuff and drove to Indianapolis, and that ended it.
Yep.
The Baltimore Colts, Johnny Unitas.
There's rumors that Harbaugh might be interested in the Vegas job. I mean, that place is a disaster.
Why do you say that?
They're the top pick. They don't have a quarterback, but I guess you can draft a quarterback at first overall if that's the way he wants to go with that, John Harbaugh, if he takes that job.
Well, you'd have to get a new quarterback.
They have to. Yes.
Who was that guy that they had?
Geno Smith. He was terrible last year.
Yeah, they Robin went to that game, the Giants-Raiders game, the last game of the regular season. And when he took the field, it was Boo City when the quarterback ran out there. They don't want any part of him.
No, he will not be back next year in a starting capacity.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
It also was noted, because I read a little bit on this yesterday, that Tom Brady wanted nothing to do with Sam Darnold, signing Sam Darnold. That was one of the reasons that Sam Darnold
ended up. Is that an error?
I would think that would be a large error from what you see right now.
Wins.
Darnold might win the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're good enough to win it. And they won 14
Why
last
can't
year.
People evaluate that position?
I don't know. They said, but that was the case. And then they also talked about that they had separate meetings with the quarterback, the running back, and the O-line was meeting separately without the coaches there to get some things worked out. I mean, this is under a veteran coach. Pete Carroll's under his watch.
What happened?
I mean, it's like that kind of thing. That's bizarro world, you know.
There's a lot to unpack here. Brady can't evaluate quarterbacks. Well, he probably can, but why do people miss so badly on quarterbacks?
It happens.
I need to step in sometimes.
Top evaluator over here.
That is remarkable to me. Now, you say the Raiders aren't. I don't know. Look at that stadium. You were in it.
I was. It'd be great if you went there because it'd be twice a year against Jim, same division.
Yeah.
Chargers and Raiders. Jim versus John.
That's when I think you want to. That's why I go back with taking a timeout for a year.
And I'm surprised you didn't jump me and say, "Really, he just wants to go to the Vegas because the stadium's nice."
Yeah.
Nice.
I was
stadiums
holding
all
on
over
that.
The
yeah.
Place.
They are the kind of.
But it is a beautiful place. Yeah, back it'd be a fun place to coach.
Yeah, back when Tampa Bay won it all in the Super Bowl at that, they based their building was a cinder block building, and their weight room was outside. Their weight room was outside. It was covered, but it was outside. True story.
John Harbaugh out with the Ravens to see if he takes the year off or goes somewhere else.
We're going to do a mailbag.
When we come back, song of the day and the mailbag is next.
The bag.
On Early Break on the Ticket.